Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
We're joined by Lauren McAveth, the former Conservative government special advisor and co-host of the Welsh Politics podcast. Lauren, it's budget day today in the UK. How bad is it going to be?
Good morning. It is indeed budget day today, and it doesn't seem like it's shaping up to be a particularly good day either for taxpayers or for the Chancellor, who's probably going to be one of the most unpopular people in the country by about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Why is there, there's a £30 billion hole in the budget. How is the Chancellor going to try and fill that hole?
Well, we think there's a £30 billion hole in the budget, but we're not actually sure that she's been accurate about that over the course of the last year. Because first she said it was there, and then she said it wasn't, and then she came back and said it was again. And it seems that they are too reliant on OBR forecasts for reading the runes about what they can and can't do, rather than...
The
Office of Budget Responsibility that was set up under the coalition government to provide independent forecasting to the government outside of what the Treasury was previously forecasting on its own.
Okay.
To give a bit of a, you know, clear blue water between the decision making and the forecasting. But the forecasting has been sort of somewhat erratic in its caliber over the course of the last 15 years.
But there is a hole, whether it's 30 billion or not, there is a problem.
There is a hole. She's certainly made it worse over the course of the last year with decisions on the national insurance contributions and things like that, which means that it's becoming less attractive to employ people. Our understanding today is that the national minimum wage will go up again, which will make it more difficult for businesses to hire people. And they are freezing fuel duty, which seems to be a mistake, given so many people are switching to electric vehicles, because that those receipts just continue to go down. And we have an enormous chunk of our economy based on, our taxation intake based on receipts from fuel duty.
Okay. So final question, Lauren, if we're talking a year's time, what odds would you give on Rachel Reeves being Chancellor of the Exchequer and on the Prime Minister still being in place?
Well, it's quite difficult in the Labour Party to get rid of a leader. It's not like the Conservative Party where we got really, really heavily into regicide and got really good at it by the end. It is much more difficult within their rules to get rid of the leader. They have made it slightly easier in the last year, but it's still quite difficult. Rachel Reeves, I think, is attached to Keir Starmer now. I don't know that he's going to get rid of her in order to try and save himself. But ultimately, the promise made in the manifesto from the Labour Party last year, that they wouldn't raise income tax, that they wouldn't raise VAT, those are the things that are currently strangling their ability to do anything. And Rishi Sunak, in the leaders' debate last year, hauled Keir Starmer over the coals and said, look, I believe you're lying to the electorate about what you're willing to do. You're going to have to raise taxes somewhere. The war in Ukraine and the cost, the knock-on impact on energy prices, the amount of money we had to spend on the furlough scheme during COVID, taxes are going to have to go up to pay for this, and you aren't being realistic with the electorate. And it turns out that Rishi Sunak has been absolutely vindicated in that point of view.
Okay. All right, Lauren McAveth, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come.
As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.